This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We break down spending in this economy, very broadly speaking, into two categories, goods and services. And in July, our spending on goods was 0.9% higher than it was in June. And a big contributor to that increase, it turns out, was more spending on games, toys, and hobbies. So we sent Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes out to check on the fun and games section of this economy.
Imani White and Ethan Childs popped into Canton Games today. They've come not only to shop, but to play a game of Magic the Gathering.
You can mulligan again.
I'm not going to mulligan again.
Not going to do it.
No, I'm going to play a land and I'm going to pass turn.
Okay. Right.
They're planning to buy some new Magic cards, too. Childs says he spends about $500 a year on the game.
Obviously, it's not a small number. It's more...
I mean, but it's a hobby that you
it's
love,
a hobby
you know?
Like,
it's a safe hobby. We also play it socially. It's not like you're, like, hoarding all these cards.
After a summer of spending on travel and concerts, it seems people are putting money towards things as a way to connect with others. The store also sells vintage video games and boutique board games like Baltimoreopoly. Lindsay Farrell, who works there, says she sees a bump in business anytime a big storm is forecast and people know they'll be together.
I've heard we're going to get a wet winter, so I'm anticipating a lot of people coming in like, what can I play with no lights on, that sort of thing.
A few blocks over at Tochterman's Fishing Tackle, customers bond with salespeople about the best spots to find rockfish in Baltimore come winter.
Hospital, what's it?
Over at the Hanover
Bridge? Yeah. We'll go over there because there's a discharge that comes up underneath warm water. I don't know what the discharge is. Maybe it's an old broken pipe.
It's an old pipe, yes.
One of the store's owner, Tony Tochterman, says sales aren't as crazy as 2 years ago. But these days, about a third of his clientele are sharing the hobby with their families.
The grandparents are coming in here to buy their grandchildren their outfits.
Just up the street, Luann Cara welcomes me into her gallery, where art is for sale, including a life-size mosaic mermaid she created, displayed in a room with sounds of the seashore. She also teaches classes in mosaic making, figure drawing, even yoga, and expects participation to go up now that summer's ending.
Everybody's starting to go in energetically and, you know, just relax a little bit. And that's the time when people want to take classes and make gifts for people.
And she says, just spend time with each other. In Fells Point in Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.